Hey, what if I were to tell you that I had the solution to the problem that you're facing today? Because I do. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. And by the way, we're live here today and the phone line is open. And in just a moment, I'm going to give the phone number. I want you to just listen for a moment. Then I'm going to give the phone number. And then let's get at this because we only have a short time because I want to hear from you. It's a heady thing for me to say. You tell me the problem and I can give you the solution. Now, that doesn't mean that living intentionally is going to solve every health problem, every marriage problem. But you know what? It can change you. And that's what we're talking about today. Here's what I know. Doing one thing intentionally to love your spouse each day is going to change you and potentially your marriage. Doing one thing to intentionally read God's word and pray each day, even for a few minutes to start, is going to lead to spiritual growth in your life. Doing one thing to exercise each day will lead to better physical health. Bottom line, Don and I walk 2 miles every day. It helps. Doing one thing to be truthful and reliable each day will result in people counting on you. Doing one thing to control your anger each day will reduce violence, abuse, and the likelihood of divorce in your home. Doing one thing to maintain healthy opposite-sex friendships each day will prevent the destructive results from emotional or physical affairs. That's a bottom line. That's true. So here's my question. You tell me what the issue is, and then I'm going to ask you, what one thing would you do in the next 30 days, every day, one thing, maybe 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, a half hour, whatever it is, what one thing would make the single biggest difference in your life that you want to declare right here today so we can pray with you and we can get on board with you and we can help you find success in that area? What is it? Is it your money? Is it your relationships, your work? One thing. Don't let one more day pass, one less day to live intentionally. We're here. The phone line is open. You ready? Ladies, let's go. The phone number is 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. And I would love to hear what is one thing you know that would make a difference in your life that you'd like to say, hey, that's it. Maybe it's I'm going to stop criticizing my kids for the next 30 days, or I'm going to encourage my spouse twice a day for the next 30 days, stop using a credit card for 30 days, read scripture every day for 30 days. What is it? One thing, that one thing challenge. You ready? Let's go. 888-888-1717 to Florida. Brenda, appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
My one thing is going to have to be spending 5 to 10 minutes in prayer for pretty much restoration of and being able to mend relationships with my first three kids. So it's just going to be pretty much prayer, decreeing and declaring at least for 5 to 10 minutes every day for the next 30 days that God will allow me to be able to do that and then just see what happens with it. So.
And what ages are the kids?
My daughter's 12 and my two sons are 8 and 6, and I haven't seen them in 2 years. I'm going through a whole bunch of things trying to get their dad to agree to let me see them. So it's really taken a bunch of like court situations and things to go through, but it is in the works. He is supposed to be letting me see them. He just hasn't been. So it's going to take some prayer and some doing the next right thing to get it started. So
you feel like you're ready to do that?
Yes, sir, I do. Very much needed.
All right. Well, we'll be praying for you, Brenda. Listen, do the first thing. Just do it. Here's what I know. Those of us who tend to be a little ADD or maybe procrastinate, this is the way to overcome procrastination, is just take a little slice of one thing and do it every day. In fact, in my book, The Power of One Thing, I wrote that one thing done once is an experience. One thing done twice has your attention. One thing done often is a pursuit, but one thing done always is a habit. Now, many of us have these one-time experiences. You know, we have one day we're going to take better care of our health, or one day we're going to pray, one day we're going to be trusting God more, and then the next day we get sidetracked and derailed. So the question is, what one thing makes the biggest difference? Intentionally focusing on that one thing. You want to get out of debt? Do the next right one thing. You want to have a better marriage? Do the next right one thing. So what is one thing? Throw it out there. And maybe just hearing you say it will be powerful in your life. Okay, we're going to get to your calls, 888-888-1717. Paula in Arizona, what's your one thing?
The one thing for me is I would like to read from Proverbs every day. I will start with maybe half a chapter just because of time. And then if I can get to one chapter a day, that would be absolutely wonderful.
All right. So half a chapter a day. And when are you going to start this?
Tomorrow.
Can I encourage you to add one thing to that? As you read the chapter, pick out one verse that sort of resonates in your mind and write it down, maybe put it on a post-it note on the refrigerator and kind of reflect and meditate on that verse throughout the day. Otherwise, what happens is all of the verses which are so full of wisdom, you know, we can get lost and not remember. But picking out one would be pretty powerful.
Correct. And I was thinking a little bit War Room-esque. Is having one verse posted in each room of my home so that when I go in that room for whatever I'm going in there for, I see that verse that day.
Fantastic.
And I just appreciate the value of your program on a daily basis.
Well, you're welcome, Paula. And the fact that you're going to do it, you know, get at it. Here's what happens. The distance between making a decision and taking the first step is the most dangerous part of the process. That's why we're always careful to say, I'll start tomorrow. Do it today. I mean, even a little step. Just start it. And we overcome the spiritual procrastination or relational procrastination. We deal with problems. We solve problems when we choose to be intentional in the process. So take that first step today. 888-888-1717 is your number. I'd love to hear yours. At the end of the show here, I'm going to pray for everybody. And love to have you be included with it. So give us a call, and we'll be back. We've got some more calls. We're going to get to some more One Things today coming up in just a couple minutes.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands, hmm?
What is the power of intentional love? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute, but this one on a very special day. Donna and I have been married 48 years today. Happy anniversary, Donna. I love you. You know, we married as teenagers, and I tell people with a smile that I was hormone happy and brain dead, but over the years, God has protected and learned a lot about life and about marriage. And here's something I've learned. Intentional love is a key to a long-term marriage. It's going to require forgiveness. It's going to require shared vision. If you want to have a 48-year marriage, you're going to have laughter and tears. And whatever you do, this is a key to have God at the center of your marriage. When you do those things, and you do them intentionally, not perfectly, you too can have a 48-year marriage. That's intentional love.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, that's the Intentional Living Minute for today, which, by the way, goes out on Facebook as well. If you like our page, the news feed, your news feed will have a brand new 60-second video every morning on Facebook. Today, that one is on our anniversary. 48 years today. Don and I were talking. Looked at each other this morning and think, 48 years, where did they go? We were kids when we got married. I mean, all the statistics that say you shouldn't be able to make a marriage of teenagers work, we defied that 48 years. Wow. And I do love Donna more now than I did then. I really do. But, you know, you got to work at it. Listen, we talk about the power of one thing. In 48 years, it's been a lot of one things. One thing that comes to mind, we didn't ever talk about divorce. You know, it doesn't come up. That's one thing. Hey, maybe that's your thing. Hey, the next 30 days, this divorce talk in our marriage, we're done with that. Just ain't gonna mention it anymore. Maybe feeling it, but I'm not gonna mention it. Get it out of your vocabulary. Success in life, folks, comes down to the accumulation of doing a lot of the right next one things. And when you don't, you take responsibility, you pick back up, and you keep going. So what is your one thing? Love to hear it. What's that one thing that in your life right now, maybe for the next 30 days, every day, What would it be and what difference would it make in your health or maybe your work or your faith or your family? And God gets the glory in the process. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And Courtney in Arizona, appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
My one thing is to find one thing every day that I like about myself.
I bet you there's more than one thing. What's the one thing today you like about yourself?
Right now, I just came from the gym, and I was proud of myself for being able to lift 5 more pounds than I did last week. But I mean, I struggled a lot with depression and not being able to get out of bed, and it's a negative thought process that just kind of ate me up from inside. And so thinking kind thoughts to myself is very hard. So intentionally finding one thing that I like about myself, whether it be parenting or lifting, you know, a couple more pounds, it's hard.
Yeah. Did you grow up in a critical home, Courtney?
I myself, no, but my mom's in foster care, and I lived with 10 to 15 other kids at a time who came up from horrible situations. So the focus was always on them and helping them, rightfully so, but you're never really truly happy with kids who are not really truly happy.
Mm, oh boy. Listen, Courtney, let me encourage you. There's a scripture. It's my life verse, Philippians 4:8. Whatever's true and right and admirable, praiseworthy and of good report, think on such things. God, someone used to say when we were younger, God don't make no junk. And that's true. I mean, you are a gift of God. You got a different DNA, different fingerprint than anybody on the planet. And boy, we live in a world today, it's interesting, we live in a world where online and on TV, everybody's trying to, you know, survive, the survivalists, you know, the ones that want to be American idols, and they want fame for a while. And they all try to act different. I mean, everybody's different. And yet, on the inside, we are all wrestling with a lot of the same insecurities. Here's a fact. You are uniquely made. God made you who you are, and I applaud the fact every day you get up and say, here's my one thing today. God, thank you for making me, and then what is that unique characteristic? Come and join us. What's your one thing? One thing for 30 days that would make a difference in your life. Can you think of one thing? 888-888-1717 is the number. Karen is in Arizona. Karen, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm able to talk to you.
Thank you. What's your one thing?
Generally eat healthy, except I do have a sweet tooth, and it's a constant fight every day, and it's usually late at night when everybody's asleep. I will go have a cereal, you know, chocolate, and I do it to hide it, but I need it, and then I wake up in the morning, and it's like I'm already angry because I think about what I did at midnight, having a bowl or two of cereal.
Yeah.
So I know it wreaks havoc on my body. And it wreaks havoc on my daily life because I wake up getting mad at myself for what I did the night before.
Yeah, so you beat yourself up a lot.
Yes.
So do you actually kind of take the cereal bowl after you've eaten, washed it, and put it back so you don't have to look at it in the morning?
Unfortunately, I do. I mean, that's sad. That way, no one knows I ate it.
Yeah. So it's not only lying to yourself, you're also trying to cover it from other people. Why do you think you do that?
I'm embarrassed. I know my husband doesn't eat sweets, and he tries to help me tells me not to do it. But I'm embarrassed because I don't listen to him. I continue to do it, and I don't have the strength not to do it.
Yeah. Would you do it if it wasn't in the house?
Yeah, because there wouldn't be anything to eat for sweets. But what happens is I get anxious when I do go out to go to the grocery shop, you know, grocery store or go out because I know then I can buy it.
Yeah. Let me ask this. Here's my question. What one thing could you do that would help you be more successful in eliminating that from your life? One thing that maybe has worked for a while, but then you slip back into it. What's one thing?
I pray every day, and I try to find passages where I know God wants me to take care of my body.
Okay.
And that helps. I talk to my husband about it and try to, you know, get more encouragement from him.
All right. Is there something on a just a real basic practical level that helps?
No, I really can't think of one.
Well, I think coming back to, by the way, I relate to your call, Karen. I do the same thing. It's easy. You know, you feel, you know, you're thinking about something and you want to fill it. So cereal at 10 o'clock at night can do that briefly. And then you feel guilty. I know the feeling. Here's the deal. I found if I go to the cupboard and the cupboard's bare, you know, I'm not getting in a car and driving down to the Safeway to get it. And so it's kind of a, oops, I'm not going to do that. So something as simple as saying, yeah, maybe we're talking about shopping. Maybe you get a shopping list and that's not on the list. And you determine when you go shopping, you're only buying what's on that list and you're not going to put that stuff in the house. Now, I know that's not easy, but it's something that may make a difference. I'd encourage you to try it for 30 days. Only buy what's on the shopping list. Go over it with your husband in advance and take off the stuff on the list that's not going to be in the cupboard at midnight. Okay? Try it. Love to hear what you think and what difference that makes. We're talking about one thing. And by the way, whenever we talk about these things, you may say, wow, I've got a one thing that worked for me. You want to share with someone else. We're all in this journey together, folks. And by the way, at the end of the day, this isn't just about eating healthier or having better relationships or, you know, enjoying our work or being successful. That certainly is a result of living intentionally. And you know what? Here's a fact. You could be listening to my program today and do these things, do your one thing, and you have no relationship with God at all, and it's going to help you because these are principles of, these are biblical principles. But I want to say to those of us who are believers, those of us who are listening today, and you have a relationship with Christ, make sure that the reason you do this is to bring Him glory. Bottom line. So what is it? What would bring Him glory? One thing. Life is short. 888-888-1717. More in a minute. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, it says in 1 Samuel 2:7 that the Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down, He lifts others up. Is that fair? You know, is God being fair? Is God, here's a really interesting question. Is God fair? Well, probably not, but He certainly is just. Think about that one for a while. That's true. This month, when life is not fair, cancer, not fair, divorce, not fair, a child rejecting God, not fair. We've done everything right. How do you handle it intentionally when life isn't fair? The teaching this month to encourage you is available. Your best gift to the ministry will be helpful. Whatever God lays on your heart, we appreciate it. We want to get this to you. It's our gift to you when you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, share that gift and just request it and we'll send it to you. And by the way, members, you get it automatically. So just be watching for it every month. We appreciate your ongoing support. By the way, I just recorded the September lesson for members, and I'm starting a series, September, October, November, December, 4 months on emotions. And it's based on a book that I'm just completing now, a brand new book called Hijacked Emotions. That'll be, well, we'll tell you how you can get it coming up in September. Be listening for that. So members, just these are coming your way automatically, the teaching, so be watching for it. If you're not, your best gift today is appreciated at theintentionallife.com. The power of one thing. Let's find out. Amanda is in New Mexico. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing today?
My one thing is getting back to my daily prayer and devotion time. I have been through a lot over the last 7 years medically. I broke my neck in November of 2012. And I have had 5 surgeries since August of last year.
Mm.
And it's just been a lot.
Yeah, imagine.
And right now, I just feel like I'm in this place of chaotic thinking and just constant. It's just something constant.
When you say, what do you mean by chaotic thinking? You mean you're easily distracted and so on?
Easily distracted.
And you didn't used to be? Is this a result of your illness?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm known as a functioning quadriplegia.
Okay.
And so there's a lot that's been going on, and it is a result. And we're working on things, but before I had a lot of order, like my closet was light to dark,
yeah,
summer to cold, and now it's just everywhere. There's no order.
Yeah. That must be difficult for you. How do you handle that emotionally?
It's a struggle every day.
Mm-hmm. Do you have support for yourself, Amanda?
I have some. And I go, you know, I'm active in a church, but there's a big lack of understanding of where I am medically.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable. We all kind of live in our own little world. If we haven't experienced something, it's like what you've been through. It's, wow, we feel sorry for Amanda, but we don't understand Amanda.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why having a few close friends that you can be honest with and share with and connect with is probably better than a lot of people who don't.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right now, those close friends, we are all separated by distance. I had to move from where I was living to back where my parents are. And that's humbling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been through a difficult, yeah. How are you doing? You're married and you have children, Amanda?
I am not married, okay. But I do have a daughter. Through all of this, I ended up having a daughter that I wasn't. Medically, I was told I was not supposed to be able to have a child. Oh. But God had different plans, and I have a 3.5-year-old, beautiful little girl.
That's certainly a great gift.
Yes, it is.
Well, Amanda, you know, when we talk about the power of one thing, you're an example of, you're living day by day. And are you seeing progress from day to day? Are you making some progress? Are you moving on some goals? Have they established some goals for you to move toward that can help you?
Well, that's the thing in terms of functional. I am able to walk, talk, breathe. I had worked up until last March, but since then it's just been, so I literally am just surviving day to day. And I was thinking about returning to work, but that doesn't seem to be in the cards right now.
Now, when I ask about support, do you have a medical people you're talking to? Have you been talking to a counselor or rehab people that can help you? Are you in any sort of a program right now?
Not in the area that I live. There's not really like a neuro rehab
right
to help with that.
Yeah.
So right now I'm trying to find what resources I do have and what I can make work. I'm finishing up my physical therapy now.
Well, the reason I asked that is because your call originally said you're struggling to get back into prayer due to health ailments, which is a worthy goal. And, you know, my encouragement there is really straightforward. As it crosses your mind, as you're able, you do what you're capable of doing and thank God for it. But on this level of where you are, I would really encourage you, if you're in physical therapy, to talk to the physical therapist about what other resources are available in this area that I can get into that can help me. You need people in your life right now who understand what you're going through, what you're experiencing, some professional people who can help set some goals for you, work with you, put some things on the table in terms of your capacity, what you're able to do. Because I hear from you, you're confused, you're kind of overwhelmed, you're feeling stuck. And that's totally understandable. You've been through a tremendous amount. You had to move and you got a baby, and it sounds like, you know, you've gone through a lot of changes in your life. I would encourage you, when we think about the power of one thing, the one thing that I would encourage you to do, Amanda, would be this. To say, over this next 30 days, as I'm capable, I'm going to start looking for some resources or get someone to help me find some resources in my area and start connecting into areas where people can help me be successful and make some progress in my life. You have some unique needs, some unique challenges. Not everybody's qualified to help you with, but to be able to find those who can. We'll be praying for you. In fact, I'd like to pray for everybody. Let me do that. We got more calls coming in. We're going to get to it. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stay right here in the studio. And I just want to talk. If you call and say, hey, here's my one thing, we'll pray with you. And what is it, one thing you're working on? For Amanda, it's for her health and for some goals. We got people calling about financial goals, marriage goals, things that are important to them. Love to have you join in. What's one thing? Here it is. Here's the question. What one thing would make the biggest difference in your life in the next 30 days? I'd love to hear it. Declare it. Hearing yourself say it, and we'll join you in prayer for it. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Lord, thank you for these precious people we get a chance to talk to during this short half hour. And for those yet calling that we'll be able to talk to off air, thank you for giving us a message of intentional living, that we can make a decision, declare that in that decision, to begin the process of moving in a 30-day challenge by doing the next right one thing intentionally every day that'll honor you and bring you glory. And for those who've called, I pray you'll bless them, encourage them, give them victory and success in their one thing for you. In Christ's name, amen. This is Intentional Living. We're here for you. Love to talk to you. 888-888-1717. If you missed any part of today's program or want to hear it again on demand, just go to theintentionallife.com or go to wherever you find your podcasts. They're there for you. And again, I want to say, if my wife Donna is listening, hope she's listening, I love you. Thank you for 48 great years. We keep trusting God for the ones yet to come. We started young, yeah, as teenagers, but let's give us just more years together, I guess, right? So we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Intentional Living, where it's all about figuring out what pleases Christ, enjoying the process, and then doing it every day. For the team from Intentional Living, have a great day, and we'll see you next time.